Senator Thompson, Senator Brownback made the point that we haven't been able to find the WMD. You made a statement a couple of days ago, I believe, that alluded to the fact you believed that there were such weapons in Iraq. Do you believe they were there right before we got in and they were moved out somewhere? What do you believe?
No, I didn't say that. I was stating what was obvious, and that is Saddam had had them prior. They used them. He used them against his own people, against the Kurds. And of course, he had a nuclear reactor back, I believe it was in 81, when the Israelis bombed that. And the Iraqi study group reported that he had designs on reviving his nuclear program, which he had started once upon a time. So there's no question that he had had them in times past. And in my own estimation, there's no question that if left to his own devices, he and his son would still be running that place, attacking their neighbors and murdering their own people and developing a nuclear capability, especially in looking what Iran is doing as their next-door neighbor and longtime adversary. And the whole place would be nuclearized. Saudi Arabia would probably respond to that. Other Sunni nations would respond to it. And you'd have an entirely nuclearized part of the world that we don't have now. That would be extremely problematic for us from an oil standpoint as well as a global stability standpoint.